and the devil. He has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
It's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to do it. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
I'm so excited, I can't stand it. I love it.
And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. And he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Yeah. I'm alive.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
About 5 months ago, I came to the end of myself. Being addicted to drugs for so long, I wanted to kill myself. But someone had a different plan. Jesus led me to show me that I am worth love. I'm worth being loved.
Yes.
And that he's truly loved me. And how can I not love someone who's loved me so much as to give his own life for me? So, I didn't need a 12-step program to beat my drug addiction problem. One step. One step. One step. One step. One step.
The Word of God says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved."
My name is Jill.
Jesus has my healed my heart. I was molested for most of my childhood. I hated men. I hated them. And I wanted to go to hell just to torture every child molester. And now, all I want to do is take as many to heaven with me as I can.
The rock and roll tapes, the drugs, the booze, I don't want that mess no more.
God, the Almighty God, is the one that rules my life now.
Yes.
And my life is no longer my own. It belongs to Him. And God deserves all the glory, all the praise.
He told me how much He loved me, and I felt His love for me, how much His infinite love must be when He went to the cross for my sins. And then He opened my eyes to the lies in my life.
My name is John Welsh. For the last 8 years of my life, I identified myself as a homosexual. And on November 25th, 1996, at 7 o'clock in my living room, a friend of mine witnessed to me that had been saved 2 days earlier. And she just took it all away. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me a lot about my past lifestyle. And I want to say to everybody out there who may be living that lifestyle or who knows somebody who is, it's a lie. It's a lie. And the reason that you think you're born that way, the reason you think that that's how you are, is because the lie starts at a young age, and the devil doesn't ever stop lying to you.
No one needs to go to hell. Everyone needs to be saved.
In my life, I thought my life was for nothing. Every day I wake up, it's just another day. It's kind of hard to wake up every day, go to work with no purpose. It just seems like yesterday I was in the bar shooting pool.
Do you know God? Do you believe in God? Do you know God? And I didn't know God at all. I had no clue, and that was the first time in my life that I even thought about it.
The night that I got saved, I was just like Lazarus, man. I was dead in the tomb. We read in there where Jesus said, "Roll away the stone," and the men said, "But Lord, He's been dead 4 days and He stinks by now." Brother, I stunk. But there's so many of you, you're in the same spot that I was. You're in the tomb, man, and you're dead and you stink, but Jesus said, roll away the stone. And right now He's calling out to you, and He's saying, "Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth!"
Oh!
me, I needed Jesus. And so I didn't have a clue on how to pray. I just didn't know how.
Lord, I'm guilty. Lord Jesus, save me.